ଆତ୍ମପ୍ରଦୀପ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ପରମାତ୍ମା ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କ ହୃଦୟରେ ସାକ୍ଷୀ ରୂପରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି, ଯେ ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରୁଛନ୍ତି। କୌଣସି ପ୍ରକାରେ ମନରେ କଥାରେ ବା ଚେତନା ସାହାଯ୍ୟରେ କେହି ତାଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ପହଞ୍ଚି ପାରିବେ ନା, ଏ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ହେଲେ ସୁଦ୍ଧା ସେ ପୂର୍ବ ଜନ୍ମରେ ରାଜା ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରଦ୍ୟୁମ୍ନ ଥିଲେ, ଯିଏକି ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଲାଭ କରିଛନ୍ତି। ତେବେ ଅଭିଶାପଗ୍ରସ୍ତ ହୋଇ ସେ ଗଜଯୋନି ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହୋଇଛନ୍ତି। ହେଲେ ସୁଦ୍ଧା ଯାହା ସେ ଲାଭ କରିଥିଲେ ତାହା ସେ ଭଗବତ କୃପାରୁ ତାଙ୍କର ସ୍ମରଣ ଅଛି। ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଜୀ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ସ୍ତୁତି କରି କଥା କହୁଛନ୍ତି, ସେ କଥା ଏଠି କୁହାଯାଇଛି। ଏ ଯେଉଁ ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରୟାସକୁ ନିରାକରଣ କରାଯାଇଛି, ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରୟାସ କାମରେ ଚଳିବ ନା, ନିଜ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଗାରୀ ନା ମେଧା ବଳରେ ଏଠି ଯାହା କୁହାଯାଇଛି। ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦି ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଗଡେଡ୍ ବାଇ ମେଣ୍ଟାଲ ଫିଜିକାଲ ଇଣ୍ଟେଲେକ୍ଚୁଆଲ ପାୱାର୍ସ ନ ବା ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରୟାସ, ତାକୁ ହିଁ ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରୟାସ ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଉଛି। ନିଜ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଗାରିମା ବଳରେ ମେଧା ବଳରେ ବୁଦ୍ଧି ବଳରେ ତୁମେ ଜାଣିବାକୁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କଲେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ଜାଣିପାରିବ ନା। ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରୟାସ ଉପାସ୍ୟ ନମନ୍ତ ଏବ ଜୀବନ୍ତି ସମୁଦ୍ରିତ ବୋଧିୟବାଦାମ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଅର୍ଥାତ୍ ଅକ୍ଷତ ଜ୍ଞାନ, ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରିୟଲବ୍ଧ ଜ୍ଞାନ, ଜଡ଼େନ୍ଦ୍ରିୟଲବ୍ଧ ଜ୍ଞାନ ତାଇ କଥା କହୁଛି। ଅକ୍ଷତ ଜ୍ଞାନ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଭଗବତ ସ୍ୱରୂପ ଐଶ୍ୱର୍ଯ୍ୟ ମହିମା ବିଚାରର ପ୍ରୟାସ ସର୍ବତ ଭାବେ ପରିତ୍ୟାଗ କର, ପରିତ୍ୟାଗ ପୂର୍ବକ ସ୍ଥାନେ ସ୍ଥିତା, ଯେ ଯେଉଁ ସ୍ଥାନରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି, ଯେଉଁ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି, ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ଅଛି, ଗୃହସ୍ଥ ଗୃହସ୍ଥ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ଅଛି, ବାମପ୍ରସ୍ଥୀ ବାମପ୍ରସ୍ଥୀ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ଅଛି, ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସୀ ସନ୍ନ୍ୟାସ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ, ଯେଉଁ ସ୍ଥାନରେ ଯେଉଁ ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ଯେଉଁ ଯେମିତି ଅଛି ତାହାକୁ ସେଇଥିର ସ୍ଥାନ ପରିବର୍ତ୍ତନ କରିବାର କଥା ମଧ୍ୟ କୁହାଯାଉନି, ସେଇଠି ରହିକି ଜ୍ଞାନ ଲାଗ ତାଇ କଥାଟା କୁହାଯାଉଛି। ନିଜ ନିଜ ଆଶ୍ରମରେ ସାଧୁମାନଙ୍କ ନିକଟରେ ଅବସ୍ଥିତ ସାଧୁମାନଙ୍କ ପାଖକୁ ଯାଇ ସାଧୁମାନଙ୍କ ମୁଖରେ ଯେଉଁ ଭଗବତ କଥା ଉଚ୍ଚାରିତ ହେଉଛି ସେ ସାଧୁମାନଙ୍କ ସାନ୍ନିଧ୍ୟ ଦ୍ୱାରା ତାହା ଶ୍ରବଣ କର, ଯେଉଁ ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ସେ ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ଥାଉ ସେ ଶ୍ରବଣ କର, ଉପଯୁକ୍ତ ପ୍ରାମାଣିକ ସାଧୁ ମୁଖରୁ ଶ୍ରବଣ କରନ୍ତୁ, ତାହେଲେ ହେ ଭଗବାନ ଆପଣଙ୍କର ନାମ ଗୁଣ ଲୀଳା କାହାଣୀ ତଦ୍ୱାରା ସେମାନେ ସେମାନଙ୍କ ସ୍ୱର ମନ ବାକ୍ୟକୁ ଏ ଶ୍ରବଣ ଦ୍ୱାରା ନାମ ଗୁଣ ରୂପ ଲୀଳା କାହାଣୀ ଶ୍ରବଣ ଦ୍ୱାରା ସେମାନଙ୍କ ସ୍ୱର ମନ ବାକ୍ୟକୁ ସତ୍କାର କରି ଜୀବନ ଧାରଣ କରନ୍ତୁ। ସେମାନେ ଅନ୍ୟ କୌଣସି କର୍ମ କରନ୍ତୁ ବା ନ କରନ୍ତୁ, କେବଳ ଶ୍ରବଣ କରନ୍ତୁ ଆସି ତଦ୍ୱାରା ତ୍ରିଲୋକରେ ଅଜିତ ଯେ ଆପଣ ସେଇ ଶ୍ରବଣ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଯେଉଁ ଭକ୍ତି ଲାଭ ହେବ ସେ ଭକ୍ତି ବଳରେ ସେ ଅଜିତଙ୍କୁ ଜିଣି ପାରିବେ। ପରୀକ୍ଷିତ ଶ୍ରବଣ ପରୀକ୍ଷିତ କେବଳ ଶୁଣିଲେ ଆଉ ତ କିଛି କରିନାହାନ୍ତି, 7 ଦିନ ସମୟ ଥିଲା, ତାଙ୍କ ଆୟୁଷ ମାତ୍ର 7 ଦିନ ଥିଲା, ବେଶୀ ଦିନ ନଥିଲା, 7 ଦିନ କାଳ କଣ୍ଟିନ୍ୟୁଅସ୍ଲି ସେ ଶୁଣିଲେ, ରାତ୍ରି ଦିବସ 24 ଘଣ୍ଟା ଶୁଣିଛନ୍ତି, ଶୋଇନାହାନ୍ତି ଖାଇନାହାନ୍ତି। ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ କହିଚାଲିଲେ ଇଏ କେବଳ ଶ୍ରବଣ କରିଚାଲିଲେ, ଶ୍ରବଣରେ ହିଁ କହିଲେ ଗୋଟିଏ ଅଙ୍ଗ ଗାଧନ କରିକିରି ପରୀକ୍ଷିତ ଶ୍ରବଣ বয়াসকি কীর্তনে যা ব্যাসপুত্র বয়াসকি শিবদেব গোস্বামী কীর্তন করে সে ভাই এ শ্রবণ করে তেমন শ্রবণ করুন আছে নিত্য ভাগবত সে ভয়া প্রতিদিন কথা এটা প্রতিদিন শ্রবণ করা আছে প্রতিদিন ভক্ত ভাগবতঙ্ক ঠারু গ্রন্থ ভাগত কথা শুনো যা ভাগত পড়ো বৈষ্ণবের স্থানে একান্ত আশ্রয় করো চৈতন্য চরণে বৈষ্ণব পাখ যাই ভক্ত ভাগত পাখ যাই ভগবান কথা বা ভাগবত কথা প্রতিদিন শ্রবণ করিবা পাই পারিব তাহলে যাইকি আমি এ জ্ঞান লাভ হব এ কৃপা লাভ হব সে প্রেমাঞ্জন আম চক্ষুরে বলি হয়েযিব সে যাহা ফলরে আমি সে ভগবান দেখিপারিবা প্রেমাঞ্জন চলিত ভক্তি বিলোচনেন সন্তোষ দেব হৃদয়েষু লোকয়ন্তি যশ্যাম সুন্দরম অচিন্ত্য গুণ শুভ গোবিন্দ আদি পুরুষম তম গ্রামি সাধুসঙ্গ উপরে জোর দিয়েছে সংসার দশা প্রাপ্ত জীবর আত্যন্তিক মঙ্গল কিপরি হয় এ প্রশ্ন যদি পচরা যায় তাহলে উত্তরে কোন কহিব ক্ষণার্ধ যদি সৎসঙ্গ হয় তাহলে সে প্রকার মঙ্গল উদয় হব এটা এই কথাটা ভাবছি সে যে কহলা চিৎকণ এ যে কৃষ্ণ চিন্ময় ভাস্কর কৃষ্ণ যে চিন্ময় ভাস্কর তেমন তাঙ্কর যে আলোক স্বরূপিণী যে শ্রীমতী রাধারাণী তাঙ্কর কৃপা লাভ ন হলে চিন্ময় ভাস্কর সূর্য দর্শন হব না তেমন সেঙ্কর কৃপা এই সৎসঙ্গ সাধু মানুষ জরিয়া লাভ হয় অন্য উপায়ে তুমি তা লাভ করি পারিব না সেটা কথা নিত্য কৃষ্ণ দেখি কৃষ্ণে করেন আদর এইরূপে কভু স্বর্গে কভু মর্তে নরকে বা কভু কভু দেব কভু দৈত্য কভু দাস এইপরি লক্ষ লক্ষ ব্রহ্মাণ্ড লক্ষ লক্ষ জন্মে ভ্রমণ করে চালছি এইপরি ভ্রমণ করি ভাগ্যবান জীব এইরূপে সংসার ভূমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জন সাধু সঙ্গে নিজ তত্ত্ব অবগত যে তত্ত্বটা জানছে সাধু সঙ্গ করিকি সে ভাগ্যবান নিজ তত্ত্ব জানি আর সংসার নাচা কেন বা ভজন মায়া করে তাহলে যাইকি মুন্ড পিটি বসে আহা মুখে কৃষ্ণদাস এপর্যন্ত কৃষ্ণদাস হইনি কৃষ্ণ দাস হইনি মু ইন্দ্রিয় দাস হইযাইছি ইটা মায়া ভজন বলে ইন্দ্রিয় দাস হইছি কেন বা ভজন মায়া করে হায় 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 করবে কাহিনী ভজন করি কেন দেব ওরে কৃষ্ণ আমি তো দাস তোমার চরণ ছাড়ি হইল সর্বনাশ সে তো কান্দিব মুন্ড পিটিব সর্বনাশ হয়ে যাইছি আপনার চরণ আশ্রয় ন করি চরণ সেবা ন করি সর্বনাশ হয়ে যাইছি মু আপনার দাস বর্তমান এ সৌভাগ্য আমার উদিত হলা মু কথা জানিপারি এ পর্যন্ত জানিনছিলি কথাটা কাকুতি করিয়া কৃষ্ণ ডাকে কবা রূপা করি কৃষ্ণ তার ছাড়ানো সংসার এপরি ন কান্দিলে কৃষ্ণ পদার বিন্দরে কৃষ্ণ কৃপাটা মিলিব কিপরি কাহ মায়াকে পিছনে রাখি কৃষ্ণ পানে চায় ভজিতে ভজিতে কৃষ্ণ পাল কৃষ্ণ তার দেন নিজ চিৎশক্তির বল মায়া আকর্ষণ ছাড়ে হইয়া বড় কৃষ্ণ চিৎশক্তির বড় ন পাইলে মায়া কবল কে উদ্ধার পাই পারিবে নাই মায়া কবল তুমি নিজকে মুক্ত করি পারিব না তুমি নিজ বলরে কৃষ্ণ চিৎশক্তির বল ন পাইলে কৃষ্ণ চিৎশক্তির বল এই প্রকার মিলে এই প্রকার মিলে কৃষ্ণ কৃপা কলে কৃষ্ণ চিৎশক্তির বল তো কান্দিব যেতবে নিজ তত্ত্ব জাঁ সাধু সঙ্গ করি সাধু কৃপা লাভ করি যেতবে ক্রন্দন করিব কৃষ্ণ পাখে কৃষ্ণ দেব চিৎশক্তির বল তাহলে মায়া হয় দুর্বল সাধু সঙ্গে কৃষ্ণ নাম এই মাত্র চায় সংসার জিনিতে আর কোন বস্তু নাই এই মায়ক সংসার করিলে অন্য কোনসি উপায় নাই। এই হচ্ছে একমাত্র উপহার। আর এই মানব জমিনে মিলছে সুযোগ মিলছে, এই সুযোগ যদি আমি ননোয়া তাহলে তার জন্ম অর্থপাতে জন্মটি নষ্ট হয়েযিব। সুযোগ যে পুণি কেবে আসিব তার কোনোসি গ্যারেন্টি নাই, পুণি যে কেবে লক্ষ জন্ম কেবে কুয়াড়ে ভ্রমণ হব তা কেউ কইপারিবে না। যেতবে সুযোগ মিলছে সুদুর্লভ মানব জন মিলছে, যে বুদ্ধিমান মানব সে উইদাউট ওয়েস্টিং টাইম আউ সময় নষ্ট ন করি অনিশ্চিত কে জানে কাহার আজ মুক্তি তার হয়ে যাবে উপস্থিত, এই জীবন অনিশ্চিত সে তার কইপারিবে না। কেতে সময় অছি আমার, আমার আর কেতে সময় বাকি অছি তাহা আমি কইপারিবা না। তেণু কাল বিলম্ব ন করি সঙ্গে সঙ্গে ইমিডিয়েটলি দেনে দেয়া তৎক্ষণাৎ আরম্ভ করিবে সে না, আউ কাল বিলম্ব করিবার নাহি, সঙ্গে সঙ্গে আরম্ভ করিব। কেমিতি মু পরমার্থ লাভ করিবি এথিপাইঁ প্রযত্নশীল হ, তাহলে তার মানব জীবন সার্থক হব, সার্থক হব। সেথিপাইঁ সাধু মহাজন মানে এঘর সংসারে পড়িয়া মানব ন পায়ে দুঃখর শেষ, সাধু সঙ্গ করি হরি ভোজে যদি তবে অল্প হয় শেষ, সংসারে পড়িয়া মানব ন পায় দুঃখর শেষ, সাধু সঙ্গ করি হরি ভজে যদি তবে অন্ত হয় ক্লেশ, তা নহলে ক্লেশ অন্ত হব না। বিষয় অনলে জ্বলিছে হুদয় অনলে বায়ু বড়ি বড়ি চাচ্ছে, অনল অগ্নি প্রজ্বলিত হয়ে যাচ্ছে, অপরাধ ছাড়িয়ে নয় কৃষ্ণ নাম অনলে পড়ে জল, নিরপরাধ হয়ে কৃষ্ণ নাম করিব যদি তাহলে এই অনলে জলবর্ষণ হেলা, তাহলে অনল নির্বাপিত হবে নচেত হব না। নিতাই চৈতন্য চরণ কমলে আশ্রয় লইল যেই, কালিদাস বলে জীবনে মরণে আমার আশ্রয় সেই, এই সাধুমহাজনের কথা, তা নহলে সে ভগবত কৃপা লাভ হইপারিব না। ভগবান যে কৃপা আমার যে কৃপা বিতরণ করছেন সে কৃপাকে তুমি গ্রহণ করিপারিব না, এই হচ্ছে একমাত্র উপায় সাধু সম্মান। সাধু জরিয়ারে কৃপা বিতরণ করছেন সে, সাধু গুরু রূপে সাধুগুরুর উপরে সে কৃপা বিতরণ করছে, কৃপাময়ঙ্কর কৃপা, কৃপাময় যে কৃপা, কৃপা সমুদ্র সে সমুদ্রর কৃপা এই রূপে বিতরণ করছে। তেমন যেমানে আগ্রহী, যেমানে অত্যন্ত ব্যাকুল চিত্ত, যেমানে অত্যন্ত বিঘ্ন চিত্ত হয়েছন্তি এটাকে গাইবা পাইঁ ব্যাকুলিত চিত্ত হয়েছন্তি সেমানে এইভাবে লাভ করিপারিবে, ব্যাকুলতা নাহি তো কাহিঁকি লাভ হ হয়েছি চালছি তো চালছি আহ হো চালু কে দিন চালছি তো চালছি আহ না কো সজন চালছি তো ব্যাকুলতা নাহি, শুই রহিলে কি হব বাবা, হ্যাঁ শুই রহিলে কি হব কমতে নাই, যেতবে নেড়িগুলো কহিকি বহিযিব আউ উপায় হরিয়ে বসবে তো হব না, হ্যাঁ তেমন ব্যাকুলতা এসবাই দরকার, এসবাই ব্যাকুল চিত্ত হওয়া উচিত, ব্যাকুলতা লিখলে কি করে হবে। সেপাই ভগবান যে পরমাত্মার উপরে সুদের বিদ্যমান অছন্তি সে তার লক্ষ্যই করছে কে প্রকার ব্যাকুল জীবন সে তার মন অস্তিত্ব পালন করছন্তি। হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ Oh. ସେ ପରମେଶ୍ୱର ଭଗବାନ ଯିଏକି ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗରେ ହିଁ ଏକମାତ୍ର ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହୁଅନ୍ତି, ଯିଏକି ଯେଉଁ ଭକ୍ତଗଣ ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି ଯୋଗ ଆଚରଣ କରନ୍ତି ସେମାନଙ୍କ ଭକ୍ତିରେ ହିଁ ସେ ଲବ୍ଧ ହୁଅନ୍ତି, ସେ ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସୁଖ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ସେ ଜଗତର ପ୍ରଭୁ, ମୁଁ ତାଙ୍କୁ ମୋର ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣାଉଛି, ଏ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ଭକ୍ତ୍ୟାସ୍ତୁ ଅନନ୍ୟ ଲଭ୍ୟ ଭକ୍ତ୍ୟା ହିଁ ଏ ଗୟା ଗ୍ରାହ୍ୟ ମେନି ଟାଇମ୍ସ ମେନି ପ୍ଲେସେସ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ହାଜ୍ ସେଡ୍ ହାଉ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବି ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟୁଡ୍, ହାଉ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବି ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍, ହାଉ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବି ଅଟେଣ୍ଡ ଓନ୍ଲି ଥ୍ରୁ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍, ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍। ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଆକ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍, ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଟୁ ଟାଇପ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ, ୱାନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଗୁଣ ଇନ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍, ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ମୋଡ୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ଗୁଣ, ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ମୋଡ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ସେଟ୍ ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମିଶ୍ରିତ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ, ମିକ୍ସ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ, ଇନ୍ ହୁଇଚ୍ ରଜ ଆଣ୍ଡ ତମ ଆର୍ ମିକ୍ସଡ୍, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ସେଟ୍ ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ। ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ ମିନ୍ସ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ଲି ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ, ମେଟେରିଆଲ୍ ମୋଡ୍ସ, ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ, ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ। ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦି ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ପ୍ଲାଟଫର୍ମ, ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଆର୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍, ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଆକ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ୱେ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଜ୍, ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ସତ୍ତ୍ୱ। ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଓନ୍ଲି ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଟୁ ନୋ କୃଷ୍ଣ, ଟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ, ଟୁ ଗେଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ, ନୋ ଅଦର୍ ୱେ ଇଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍। ନମଂ ସାଧୟତି ଯୋଗଂ ନ ସାଂଖ୍ୟଂ ଧର୍ମୋଦ୍ଭବ ନ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧାୟ ତପସ୍ୟାଗ ତଥା ଭକ୍ତିର୍ମବର୍ଜିତା, ଇଲେଭେନ୍ଥ କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟୋ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍। କୃଷ୍ଣ ଶ୍ରେଷ୍ଠ ଉଦ୍ଧବ, ଆଇ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ବି ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟୁଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅବଟେଣ୍ଡ ଥ୍ରୁ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍, ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି। ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ମି ଆର୍ ଗେଟ୍ ମି ଥ୍ରୁ ଆନାଲିଟିକାଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟଡି ଅର୍ ସାଂଖ୍ୟ ଆଲୋଚନା, ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ମି ଆର୍ ଗେଟ୍ ମି ଥ୍ରୁ ବେଦିକ ଷ୍ଟଡି, ଆକ୍ୱାୟରିଂ ବେଦିକ ନଲେଜ୍, ବେଦିକ ସ୍କଲାରସିପ୍। ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍ ମି ଆର୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ମି ଥ୍ରୁ ଦାନ, ଗିଭିଂ ଚ୍ୟାରିଟିସ୍। ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍ ମି ଆର୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ମି ବାଇ ପରଫର୍ମିଂ ସିଭିୟର ଅଷ୍ଟ୍ରେଟିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଫିନାନ୍ସ, ନୋ ବାଇ ଏନି ଅଦର୍ ମିନ୍ସ। ୱାନ୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆର୍ ଆପ୍ରୋଚ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଓନ୍ଲି ଥ୍ରୁ ଭକ୍ତି, ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଭକ୍ତି, ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତି। ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱାନ୍ ହୁ ଆକ୍ଟ ଇନ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଡିଭୋସନାଲ୍ ପ୍ଲାଟଫର୍ମ, ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବାଇଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ, ହି ଗେଟ୍ସ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବାଇଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହାର୍ଟ। ଭକ୍ତି ବସ ମାଧବ, ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍, ଭକ୍ତି ବସ ମାଧବ, ମାଧବ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି କ୍ୟାପ୍ଚର୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆଟେନ୍ ଥ୍ରୁ ଭକ୍ତି, ପ୍ୟୋର୍ ଭକ୍ତି। ହି ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ଇଜ୍ ବାଉଣ୍ଡ ଅପ୍ ୱିଥ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ରୋପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ରେମ ଭକ୍ତି, ହି ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ଇଜ୍ ବାଉଣ୍ଡ, ସଚ୍ ଏ ଡିଭୋଟି କ୍ୟାନ୍ ବାଇଣ୍ଡ ହିମ୍। ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଭେରି ଅଫନ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କୃଷ୍ଣ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ପର୍ସନାଲିଟି ଗଡ୍ ହେଡ୍ ହିମସେଲ୍ଫ ହାଜ୍ ସେଡ୍, ସଦା ମୁକ୍ତୋପି ବଧୋସି ଅସ୍ମି ଭକ୍ତେନ ସ୍ନେହରଜ୍ଜୁଭି, ଅଜିତୋପି ଜିତୋହ୍ୟମ ତୈରବଶ୍ୟୋପି ବଶୀକୃତ, ଲର୍ଡ ନୃସିଂହଦେବ ହାଜ୍ ସେଡ୍, ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ନୃସିଂହଦେବ ଷ୍ଟେଟମେଣ୍ଟ। ଦ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ କମ୍ପ୍ଲିଟ୍ଲି ଇଣ୍ଡିପେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟ, ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ଲି ଇଣ୍ଡିପେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟ, supremely free, still I am bound up by the rope of love by the devotee, such pure devotee. Baddhasmi bhaktena snaharajyubhi ajita api jita yam tairavasyopi vasikrita, though I am ajita, unconquerable in three worlds, still I can be conquered by such devotee, pure devotee who has developed pure love towards me, but developed, who is engaged in pure devotional platform, he can conquer me, ajito jito. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is said, Akinchana Bhakta Sridhara has said this thing, ভক্তিযোগে ভীষ্ম তোমা জীর্ণ সমরে, ভক্তিযোগে যশোদায় বান্ধিল তোমারে। ভীষ্ম কটকঙ্কর, কৃষ্ণ থ্রু পিওর ডিভোশন ইন কুরুক্ষেত্র ব্যাটল ফিল্ড, ভীষ্ম কটকঙ্কর কৃষ্ণ থ্রু পিওর ডিভোশন, ভক্তিযোগে যশোদায় বান্ধিল তোমারে। মাদার যশোদা কুড বাইন্ড কৃষ্ণ অনলি থ্রু পিওর ডিভোশন। ভক্তিযোগে তোমারে বেচিব সত্যভামা, সত্যভামা কুড সেল কৃষ্ণ থ্রু পিওর ডিভোশন, শিশোর কৃষ্ণ টু নারদ মুনি সত্যভামা। ভক্তিবশে তুমি কান্ধে কইল গোপরামা, ক্যারেট দি গোপিস অনলি শোল্ডার অনলি ফর দিস পিওর ডিভোশন। অনন্ত ব্রহ্মাণ্ড কোটি বহেজার মানে তুমি সে শ্রীরাম গোপ বহিলা আপনি, কৃষ্ণ ইজ দি সোর্স অফ ইজ দি ক্রিয়েটর, সোর্স অফ অল ক্রিয়েশন, ক্রোর্স ক্রোর্স অফ ইউনিভার্সেস আর দেয়ার ইন হিস জাইগান্টিক ম্যানিফেস্টেশন। ইউ সি স্টিল দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ ক্যারেট শ্রীরাম গোপ অন হিস শোল্ডার is only pure devotion. Shuddha bhave sakha kare skandhe aarohana, shuddha bhave brajeshwari kare bandhana, is only shuddha bhav, is only pure bhakti bhav that Sridhan Gopa could climb up to the shoulder of the Krishna. A Krishna carried him, you understand, is only pure bhakti. And just the Mata could bind Krishna only through pure bhakti. Jaise dravya sevanare sarva bhave khaye, naivedyadi vidhiro apekkha nahi chahaye. Whatever pure devotee offers, Krishna immediately accepts. Never, he never waits for the vidhi, the rituals, procedures to be followed, no. Immediately accepts. Alpa dravya dase una dile bale khaye, তার সাক্ষী ব্রাহ্মণের ক্ষুদ্র দ্বারকায়। ইফ সাম ডিভোটি হেজিটেটস, পিওর ডিভোটি হেজিটেটস, ও হাউ ক্যান আই অফার দিস ভেরি ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট থিং টু কৃষ্ণ, স্টিল হি স্ন্যাচেস অ্যাওয়ে দ্যাট থিং ফ্রম হিম অ্যান্ড ইটস ইট। দ্যাট এক্সাম্পল ইউ ফাইন্ড সুরাম বিপ্র ইন দ্বারকা, হু ফেল্ট অ্যাসেম্ড টু অফার সাম tattered rice, chira, it's very old. He had put it under his armpit, kept it hidden. He felt ashamed, how can I offer? Krishna is so opulent, king of Dwarka, so much opulence, but I have brought very old tattered rice, you see, chira, very old, bad odor is coming out, is not suitable to be offered to Krishna. But Krishna knows that his friend has brought something for some presentation for him, but he is not ashamed to give him. Krishna knows, who knows everything. He snatched away. Though he was hesitating to give, he snatched away and took it with pleasure. This is the question of pure devotion. Avasyasa seva kare kare atma sa 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 ki banavase yudhishthira sa. You understand? If there is pure devotion, Krishna is bound. If the offering is very meager, insignificant, still Krishna accepts it with much pleasure. Our Draupadi offered only one leaf, sak leaf, and with much pleasure Krishna accepted it and was satisfied. Sevakaya Krishna pita madapatri bhai dasavai Krishna dityo arnai. Such devotee is everything for Krishna. He is his father, he is his mother, he is his wife, he is his brother, he is his servant, his friend, everything. You understand? That pure devotee. যে রূপ চিন্তায় আসে সেই রূপ হয়, দাসে কৃষ্ণে করিবারে পারয়ে বিক্রয়। ভক্তেচ্ছা উপাত্ত রূপায় পরমাত্মনি নমঃ, কৃষ্ণ অনলি ডিসেন্ডস বাই দি উইল অফ এ পিওর ডিভোটি, অদারওয়াইজ কৃষ্ণ ইজ নট দি আদার ক্যারিয়ার অফ এনিবডি, বাট হি ইজ সাবঅর্ডিনেট টু হিজ পিওর ডিভোটি। হোয়াট এভার ইজ পিওর ডিভোটি সেজ, হোয়াট এভার পিওর ডিভোটি উইলস, ইমিডিয়েটলি হি ডাজ ইট। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? Therefore it is, Dasavai Krishna Dityarnai, Jerupa Chintaya Dasa Serupa Hoy. Jerupa Chintaya Dasa Serupa Hoy. The Krishna assumes the form that his pure devotee wants to see. Wants to see. Do you understand? As for example, Hanumanji is a very dear servant of Lord Ramchandra. He always wants to see the Lord in the form of Ram. He doesn't want to see the form of Krishna. You understand? No other form. He wants to see the Lord in the form of Ram. You understand? Once, from Dwaraka, Krishna sent Garuda to Hanumanji. Hanumanji is still now. He is still here. You understand? Lord Ram then finished his leela and went to his abode Ayodhya. He took everybody with him, all his devotees, all his servants, to Ayodhya. All the inhabitants of Ayodhya also he took with him to Ayodhya, his abode in spiritual world. But he left Hanuman here. He didn't take Hanuman with him. You understand? He didn't take. Why? Hanuman is such a dear devotee, very dear devotee. Why didn't take on Hanuman to Ayodhya? Why left here? Gopinath? No. He left here to teach these people Dasya Bhakti. You understand? To teach the people Dasya Bhakti, he left here. He will stay here and teach people. You understand? So once from Dwaraka, Krishna said to Garuda, go to Hanuman and tell that I am calling him. He should come immediately. So Garuda went there. Hanuman was in an island, just chanting Ram, 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 Ram now. You understand? Garuda went there, paid obeisance and said, Krishna is calling you. I have come from Dwaraka. Please come. He didn't listen. He didn't listen. Two or three times he said, didn't listen. At last he gave a great loss with his tail and Garuda was thrown away and fell down in Dwaraka. You understand? Didn't listen. Krishna could understand. Garuda was so morous. Krishna said, what happened to him? Then Krishna said, go again, tell him Lord Ram is coming. You understand? Again Garuda went there and said, Lord Ram is coming. Oh, Lord Ram is, yes, I'll go, immediately I'll go. Garuda said, please, sit on my shoulder, I'll fly. No, you go. I don't need your help. You go, I am going. Immediately I go. Garuda went out. Before reaching Garuda, Hanuman has already reached there. And in the meantime, Krishna had assumed the form of Lord Ram, Balaram had assumed the form of Lakshmana, and Rukmini has assumed the form of Sita, and three are standing. Ram, Lakshmana, Sita, and Hanumanji sitting there with folded hands, Garuda saw it. You understand? Because Hanuman only wants to see the Lord in form of Lord Ram, not in form of Krishna. You understand? This is what. Jerupa chintaya dasa serupa hoy. দাসে কৃষ্ণ করিবার পারই বিক্রয়। The Lord assumes that form that his pure devotee wants to see. You understand? That's the most important thing. And only by the calling of invocation of his pure devotee, Lord descends. The Lord descends. Otherwise, Lord will never descend. So when we do this installation of deities, only the pure devotees can call him. So Lord will manifest in the deity. Otherwise, never come. How the deities will be worshipped? And deities cannot be worshipped. Jivanyasa karile srimurti pujya hoy. That is jivanyasa, prana pratishtha. We say prana pratishtha. Deity maker makes the deity in his workshop. He is making. So, will you go to the workshop and pay obeisance to deity? No. That deity cannot worship unless pure devotee does prana pratishtha. The Lord will manifest there in that deity. Then it will worship. You understand? By the call, by the invocation of pure devotee, Lord will descend. Lord will manifest, otherwise not. This is the most important thing. So this instruction is the in the congregation of the devotees, not by any other way. The congregation, chanting Hare Krishna, doing kirtan, invoking the Lord will descend. This is the most important thing. Je rupa chinta dasa se rupa hoy, dasa krishna karibare paroi bikroy. Then that dasa, that dear servant, devotee of the Lord can sell the Lord. কৃষ্ণ যে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পার তোমার সুগতি আছে, আমি যে কাঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর, কৃষ্ণ ইজ ইয়োর্স, কৃষ্ণ বিলংস টু ইউ, ইউ আর বাউন্ড অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন ইউর হার্ট, এন্ড হি কুড নট লিভ, হি ক্যানট লিভ ইউর হার্ট, দ্যাট বন্ডেজ ইজ সো টাইট, দ কৃষ্ণ ইজ all powerful, omnipotent, still he has to break it. He becomes powerless, no power. Though omnipotent, though all powerful, he cannot break it. So that bondage is so tight, the bondage of love. You understand? So such a devotee, such a Vaishnava, Thakur can give Krishna. Otherwise, how can we get Krishna? How can we get Krishna? Vaishnava Thakur? Ami tomar kuku. Krishna je tomar, Krishna dite paar, tomar sokoti ache. You have power that you can deliver me Krishna. I am just a kangal, just a beggar. I have nothing. I only want Krishna. Please give me Krishna. আমি যে কাঙ্গাল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ বলি ধান্ত পাশে পাশে, লাইক এ বেগার রানস আফটার ওয়েলদি পার্সন, গিভ মি সাম মানি, গিভ মি সাম মানি, গিভ মি সাম মানি। সিমিলারলি ওয়ান শুড ফলো সচ এ বৈষ্ণব, জাস্ট বেগিং, জাস্ট বেগিং, প্লিজ গিভ মি কৃষ্ণ, প্লিজ গিভ মি কৃষ্ণ, প্লিজ গিভ মি, আই এম কাঙ্গাল, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, আই এম বেগার। Then out of mercy that Vaishnava Bhakta can give you Krishna. Krishna belongs to me. You understand? Krishna kari pare vikroy. Sevaka vatsala prabhu chari vedaga sevaka rasthane Krishna prakasa sadhaya. You understand? And this prema has adhuta sakti, wonderful power, this prema, pure love. And through that love, all dance. Krishna dances, love dances, devotee dances. You understand? Bhakta premara devasa jagati prakar jada dukkho jada sukkho jada gavikar krishna taha sanyagana pare janite bhakta bhavangi kare taha swanite. What love that devotee has! Through that love he can bind me, Krishna thinks. What is that love? Krishna cannot understand it. What is that love? కృష్ణకి అన్నట్టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్. యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ కృష్ణ ఇది విశ్వ విగ్రహం. హౌ కెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ అశ్రయ భక్తర్ దద దుఃఖో దద సుఖో దదే కవికా భక్త ప్రేమారదే దోసా సమ్టైమ్స్ దట్ డివోట్ యూ ఈట్స్ సమ్టైమ్స్ లాప్స్ సమ్టైమ్స్ రోల్స్ ఆన్ ది గ్రౌండ్ సచ్ భావ్ కృష్ణ కెన్ నాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ హౌ ఇస్ దట్ లవ్ హౌ కెన్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఐ బికమ్ డివోటీ కేమ్ ఆస్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు in order to understand that prayer. So that prayer is such wonderful, such powerful. And with that prayer bhakti, your love one can understand Krishna and can find Krishna. No other way than that. Hare Krishna, నిర్విశేషాయ సమ్యాయ నమో జ్ఞాన గుణాయ చ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ జ్ఞాన బాధ ହଉଛି గజేంద్ర స్తుతి ముఖరే କହୁଛନ୍ତି ଯେ ମୁଁ ସେ ଭଗବାନ ବାସୁଦେବଙ୍କୁ ମୋର ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣଉଛି ଯେ କି ସର୍ବବ୍ୟାପକ ଏବଂ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ରୁଦ୍ରମୂର୍ତ୍ତି ନୃସିଂହଦେବଙ୍କୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣଉଛି ଏବଂ ବରାହ ଅବତାର ରୂପରେ ଆବିର୍ଭୂତ ସେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ଦତ୍ତାତ୍ରେୟ ଯିଏ ନିର୍ବିଶେଷବାଦ ପ୍ରସାର କଲେ ଆଉ ବୁଦ୍ଧଦେବଙ୍କୁ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟ ସମସ୍ତ ଅବତାରମାନଙ୍କୁ ମୁଁ ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣାଉଛି ଆଇ ଅଫର୍ ମାଇ ରେସ୍ପେକ୍ଟ ଓବେସନ୍ ଟୁ ଲର୍ଡ ହୁ ହାଜ୍ ନୋ ମେଟେରିଆଲ କ୍ୱାଲିଟିଜ୍ ବଟ୍ ଟୁ ଆକ୍ସେପ୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ କ୍ୱାଲିଟିଜ୍ ଗୁଡ଼ନେସ୍ ପ୍ଲାସିଂ ଗ୍ରୋନ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ୱାର୍ଲଡ ମୁଁ ସେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣାଉଛି ଯାହାଙ୍କର କୌଣସି ଭୌତିକ ଗୁଣ ନାହିଁ କିନ୍ତୁ ଏ ଭୌତିକ ଜଗତରେ ଯେ ସତ୍ଵ ରଜତମ ଏ ଗୁଣ ସ୍ୱୀକାର କରିଛନ୍ତି ଆଇ ଅଲସୋ ଅଫର୍ ମାଇ ରେସ୍ପେକ୍ଟ ଓବେସେନ୍ସେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟୁ ଦି ଇମ୍ପର୍ସନାଲ ବ୍ରହ୍ମ ଇଫଲଜେନ୍ସ ମୁଁ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ ନିର୍ବିଶେଷ ବ୍ରହ୍ମରୂପୀ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଣାମ ଜଣାଉଛି because of his previous life. In his previous life, he was King Indradhumna. And in that life, he had saved that knowledge, that tattva jnana. But unfortunately, he committed some offense and he was cursed, so became Gaja, born as an elephant. That his previous life come up. Later on, when Parikshit Maharaj will inquire, Sukadeva Goswami will speak about it. But so, this is Siddhanta conclusion or teaching we get from this topic that anything received, obtained, regarding this Bhagavat Tattva, Jnana, any attainment achieved by Paramarthya Sadhana, is not at all destroyed in any circumstances. It is inexhaustible, aware or chaos. It is never destroyed. It is always there. It is always there. And by mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it will come up. Now this thing comes up in Gaja, in the elephant. So he offers such nice prayer. This is most important thing. And that thing also will find in 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna inquires about the destination of the lot of the Yoga Bhrashtas, giving answer to his inquiry, Lord Krishna said, that thing, nothing is destroyed, everything is there. This is. So we say there's no loss in it. Everything is gain. No loss. Nothing is destroyed. And how it is stored up there. And how a gazelle, an elephant can say, being in the elephant species, when consciousness is very low. Only in human form of life, human being can attain the highest level of consciousness. We have five levels of consciousness, you know it? No? Talking something? No, no. You know?
I can't remember.
You should remember. Five levels of consciousness. Abhruta chetana, sankachita chetana, mukulita chetana, vikachita chetana, purna vikachita chetana. In English we say covered consciousness. Abhruta chetana, covered consciousness. Consciousness is covered up. Then sankachita chetana, this is shrunken consciousness. Mukulita chetana, budding consciousness, bud form. Then vikachita chetana, blossoming consciousness, and purna vikachita chetana, completely blossoming consciousness. This five levels of consciousness. You understand? So, out of these five levels of consciousness, first two, discovered consciousness and sunken consciousness. In these two categories of consciousness, all other species are there except human beings. You understand? Out of 84 lakhs of species, human species are 4 lakhs. So 80 lakhs other species. So they come under these two types, two levels of consciousness. Abhruta chetana and sankuchita chetana. Covered consciousness and sunken consciousness. You understand? They come under this consciousness. This covered consciousness is tree and mountain, sthavara jhoni. You understand? Sthavara jhoni. Those who are in sthavara jhoni, jhoni of species of trees and mountains, their consciousness is covered consciousness. And the jnanis, you see, these jnanis, those speculators, those who want to understand Krishna through their gyan prayas, thinking process, only speculating, they never hear. They speculate and their lot, what is their lot? What is their destination? And Srimad Mahaprabhu asked Rai Ramananda during his preaching tour in South India. Mahaprabhu asked, Bubukhyo Mumukhyur Gati. He asked Rai Ramananda, and Rai Ramananda answered, what is the destination of Bubukhyo and Mumukhyo? Bubukhyo means one wants material enjoyment, is Bubukhyo in Sanskrit word. And Mumukhyo, those who want liberation and merge into the Brahman effulgence, Muktikam, Mumukhyo. They are known, Mumukhyo, liberate. One liberation, do you understand? What is the destination? Mahaprabhu asked. And Rai Ramananda said, Deva Deho Sthavara Deho Dohankara Gati. This is the answer. Those who are Bubukhyos, those who are after material enjoyment, and to enjoy more and more and get higher enjoyments, they do perform some pious activities, so they take birth in demigod species, in the upper planetary systems, and they enjoy their immense enjoyment, material enjoyment. This is their lot, destination. And what the destination of the Mumukhyu? Those who are hankering after liberation, merging into Brahman effulgence, sthavara deho. They will fall down and get the life of trees and mountains. That means covered consciousness. Very last, lowest type of consciousness. Such worst type. You understand? This speculators. Aruya krishena parampadam tata padam deodho. Anadita jismundangrayo. 10th kind of Srimad Bhagavatam says. Janne ravindakhe vimuktamanya stoyasta bhavad avisuddha buddhaya arya kritsena parampadam tata padam yadho anadito smudam raya. He said, this jnani is they perform very severe austerities, severe penances. This is jnana prayas. That means they cultivate jnana by the speculative process, and they will go up to this Brahman effulgence, not more than that. That destination is this Brahman platform, Brahman effulgence, that go up to that and merge there. But that is not the place. That is not the place. That is not the place of shelter. They cannot stay there. Nobody can stay there. So they fall down. But on the other hand, again they fall down here, undergo many paces also. Do you understand? And they get the life of this species of this sthavar, trees and mountains, such lowest type of consciousness. This is their lot. Mayabadi Krishna Apuradhi, Mayabadi Bhasya Sunile Hoy Sarvanas, Mahaprabhu. Prasansas. They are great offenders at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, this Mayabadi. Don't associate with Mayabadi, don't listen to their philosophy. If someone listens, he will be done, everything will be finished. You understand? Sarvanas. Only Mahaprabhu has showered his mercy unto these Mayabadis. Otherwise they cannot be delivered. By the causeless mercy of Mahaprabhu, these Mayabadis, they are delivered Prakasananda Saraswati and so many thousands of Mayabadis in Kashi, and delivered Sarvam Bhajari. Mahaprabhu's mercy. If they come to the Mahaprabhu's fold, then they can deliver. Otherwise no possibility at all. Do you understand? No chance at all. They're such offenders. So Brahma says also, that is there also in 10th Kaito, one, you should not cultivate this jnana, give up this jnana prayas, the process of jnana to understand Krishna and approach the Supreme Personality Godhead. Bahunam dhammanam, that it has been said. Many, many lives they will undergo. Innumerable lives they will undergo. When the maturity will come, there's no certainty. When the maturity of knowledge comes, fortunately, if they would have earned some sukruti, then they can understand Vasudeva Sarvaviti Samahatma Sudhava. Vasudeva is everything. They surrender. They come to the path of devotional service, bhakti pada. Otherwise, no possibility at all. Only the Supreme Lord can be understood through bhakti, not by any other way, process. Namam sādhati yogam na sankhyam na dharmuddhava na sadhyaya tapastyāga jatha bhaktir mamurjita. Canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says to Uddhava. In Bhagavad Gita you will find many places. Krishna has already said, bhaktyāpananya labhya bhaktyāmanga vijānāti bhaktyāṁ ekayagrajya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita you will find only bhakti. Through bhakti you can understand me. No other way, no other means is there. Giving up the process of bhakti, if someone cultivates the process of jnana, his lot will be like this. You understand? Jnana prayasa udapasya namanta eva jivanti samgaritam samgabhadiyo vartam thana sthita sudhigatam tanumam manavir japrayasa ajito ajito apyasi tai sri lokyam. This is Brahma Vakya statement given by Brahma. Jnana prayasa udapasya, give up this jnana prayasa. Give up this cultivation of jnana to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You understand? Then what to do? Only here. Sota pantha, sota parampurjo, hearing process. Jnana prayasi, the jnanis, they follow this, what you say, ascending process. We have two processes, ascending process and descending process. And that process is ascending process. And through that process, you cannot approach. You cannot understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot approach. You give up that process and accept descending process, sauta parampurjo, hearing process. Hear from the bona fide source, from the bhakta bhagavata. Because only through bhakti, Krishna is understood and Krishna is attained, approached, not other processes. So approach such a bona fide Vaishnava and bhakta to understand his tattva. Evam jo veti tattva to tattva deham punarjanma nayati so mangeti arjuna. Krishna, the Supreme Personal Godhead, should be understood in tattva. We have two considerations. Apparent consideration and absolute consideration. Apata vichara, tattva vichara. And apata vichara is always rejected, condemned. You understand? In apata vichara, in apata consideration, apparent consideration, such a thesis, they say that Krishna is a devotee. Why? He stole the garments of the damsels of Vrajabhumi. Bhagavan? Does Bhagavan do such nonsense? Raskaldam? Huh? He should have done very nice thing. Acted nicely in a moral platform, did something. Why did so? He's a rascal, he's a debauchee. This is apapvichara, isn't it? But Krishna says, Janma karmam cha me divyam, evam jo veti tattvata. My birth and my activities are pastimes, it's all spiritual, transcendental, it's not material. And one should understand it in tattva. If one can understand fortunate person, understand it in tattva, then that is his last life here. He will never again be born here in this material world. After quitting this body, he will go to my abode, to my dham, to my kingdom. Unless one understands that in tattva, he cannot enter into the supreme kingdom of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadamam tattvata gyantva visati tadanantaram, says. For understanding me in tattva, he can enter. Otherwise, he'll again and again fall down here. Nabhyanati tattvano atachyavantite. One who doesn't know me in tattva, again and again he falls down here and go lots and lots of spaces of life. He cannot enter into mind. So this is most important. Gajendra knows this tattva. You understand? And when one gets him in form of life, that opportunity is given. One should inquire about this tattva. In human, I tell you, human beings come under the three levels of consciousness. That is Mukulita Chetana, Vikachita Chetana and Purna Vikachita Chetana. Budding consciousness, blossoming consciousness, completely blossoming consciousness. And last level of consciousness is completely blossoming consciousness. And that you can attain in human form of life, not in other form of life. And that is the success, that is the perfection of your life. That is, we say, Krishna consciousness. Develop Krishna consciousness. Fully Krishna consciousness, fixed in that consciousness, then you can attain this fully, completely blossoming consciousness. Then you can understand Krishna, otherwise not possible. In whatever level of consciousness one may be, he should try, make a part how he can attain the highest level of consciousness. That is the supreme perfection of human life. You understand? And that opportunity has been given in human karmic life. And how can one do that, obtain that the highest level of consciousness? That is sadhus, mahajana sadhus, pure devotees. Only by association of, only by hearing, sruti gatam tanu vang manobhir, te prayaso jito jito pyasis, taitri lukyam. Only hear. And the hearing is the first process out of nine navadharati, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu. It's first. Beginning and most important process. Parikhita Sravani, Parikhita Maharaj only had 7 days and he got the highest level of consciousness. Vyasaki Kirtani, Sukadeva Goswami only narrated, did Kirtan, Bhagavata Kirtan, and he attained. Only cultivating one anga, one can attain. Stanisthana, whatever position you are, if you are in brahmachari sthiti, let be. Stay there. If you are in grahastha sthiti ashram, be in that ashram. If you are in vanprastha ashram, be in that ashram. If you are in sannyasa ashram, be in whatever sthana sthita, only here. Come and hear from the bona fide source, from Bhakta Bhagavata. Only here. Only by hearing you can attain the highest level of consciousness. You understand? Sthana sthita ashram diga bhayanta nubhamanu bhed te praya swadita jitapasita. That is sasvakti, through which you can conquer the unconquerable. Krishna is unconquerable, ajita, no man, but you can conquer it. But you can conquer if you can attain such highest level of consciousness, that is pure devotion, sudh bhakti. Only, so bhakti is conquered. Do you understand? Bhaktya, baddhastam, bhakti baddhastam. Bhakta can bind him. Mother Yashoda could bind him. By dint of bhakti only. And pure devotee has bound him up in his heart. In his heart. You understand? Pure devotee has bound him up in his heart. Isn't it? Krishna is bound up in bondage now. There is no bondage for Krishna. He is supremely independent, supremely free. Isn't it? Sada mukto api padhasmi bhaktena snaharajjubhi. Lord Nrisimhadeva said, sadhamukta api baddhasmi bhaktena snaharajjubhi. Though I am ever free, supremely independent, still I am bound up by the rope of love of that devotee in his heart. I have no power to break that bondage. Do you understand? Bhaktana bandhiyache hrudaya vitore. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhaktama Mandhiyache Hrudaya Vitore Jahan Netra Padata Dekho Amare. You understand? That bhakta, that devotee has bound me in his heart. And whenever he looks, he only sees me, nothing else. So such a devotee has attained the highest level of consciousness. This purna vikacita chetanastara, completely blossoming consciousness, this is sadhana. By the association of sadhana, you can understand Krishna. Otherwise, not by your speculative process. Then you can conquer Krishna, ajita jita, who is unconquerable in three worlds. So, he knows the tattva. He knows the tattva. Adya jnana tattva braja brajendra kumar. Brajendra Kumar Krishna is the absolute truth. One who knows, one who sees, tattva drashta, tattva jnata. One should approach sache tattva acharya, pranipata pariprasra seva. This is the process. Completely surrender yourself at the lotus feet of such acharya. Then serve him, please him, humbly ask, inquire. Tattva, that is pariprasana. Then, by his mercy, and he impart you this tattva jnana, by his mercy, that jnana will be achieved. You can understand, no other process is there. You understand? And all our these discussions, this Vaishnava philosophy, based on tattva vichara, not by apavichara. You understand? Not by apavichara. Napadvichara is rejected. As I say, napadvichara, Krishna is a devotee. It's nonsense. But in tattvavichara, how Krishna is a Bhagavan, how is the supreme enjoyer, bhokta, is the only enjoyer. And gopis are bhokta, are to be enjoyed, are given enjoyment. You understand? So, that tattva is there. Krishna manifested that leela, how he is the only enjoyer and he has the only right to enjoy. He has only right to remove the clothes of the gopis. No other person has such right. No other body is an enjoyer. And gopis get pleasure if they are enjoyed by Krishna. And Krishna is the only husband of the gopis, is Gopinatha, is Gopikanta, is the husband of the gopis. Only wife can be naked before her husband, not before any other male, then she will be unchaste. So that tattva is there. Unless you inquire, how can you understand this tattva? Then by your apad-vichar, you will say it's a devotee. But when that Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took up sannyas, an ideal sannyasi. That's strict sense restriction is there, restraint is there. Such morality is there. You understand? Then he exhibited, you see. But he sanyam. Because he did acharya lila. Performed acharya lila. Acharya means himself will practice in his life and then teach. It's different. Tattva is there. So one should understand this tattva in the mercy of the tattva acharya, not by any other, not by speculative process. Thank you.